play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, I heard that you are celebrating a big anniversary tomorrow. What is that?
I have been playing table tennis every day since October 3, 2012. Have not missed a day in 10 years. So tomorrow will be the 10th anniversary of my streak.
Okay, so first of all, I am shocked. Second of all, I'm picking my bottom lip up off the floor. But what, I mean, how are you going for a Guinness Book of World Records? Like, what is driving this?
In 2012, I made a resolution to play table tennis every day, and I missed on that one day. I was in Croatia and couldn't get to the club in time that I had set out to go to. And some friends said, why don't you try again in 2013 and film yourself doing it every day, which I did. And when 2014 rolled around, I thought, why quit now? I'm just going to keep this going.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. And it shows a level of dedication that most people have.
A nice word for it.
But look, most people don't have that sort of dedication, but they're also not the puzzle master. So there you go. It's a difference. It's different levels there. So Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Adam Cohen of Brooklyn. I said, take the name of a large financial corporation in 10 letters, drop the fourth and fifth letters, move the sixth and seventh letters to the front, and you'll name a person associated with financial misdeeds. What's the company and who's the person? And the company is Capital One. Make those changes, you get Al Capone.
We received over 1,500 correct submissions, and the winner is Michael Stripp of Richland, Michigan. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Aisha.
So how did you figure it out?
Well, we got a list of financial corporations, big names, and looked at Capital One and could see Al Capone in there right away, and we sent the answer in.
Well, it seems like you're pretty good at it, or very good at it, and it has paid off, because you've been playing the puzzle for a long time, right?
Yes, for probably 25 years at least.
And now you've won it, and we are going to play the puzzle. It's going to be amazing. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Michael and Aisha, every answer today is a word or name that either starts or ends with cap, C-A-P. For example, if I gave you the clue line of text below a photo, you would say caption.
Okay.
Here you go. Number one is to overturn as a boat.
Capsize.
That's it. Part of a rocket that holds astronauts.
Capsule.
Uh-huh. Drink just before bed.
Nightcap.
That's it. To take as prisoner.
Capture.
Yeah. Covering for a leg joint.
Kneecap.
Kneecap, you got it. Cover for an automobile wheel.
Hubcap.
Uh-huh. Try this one. Sign after Sagittarius.
Capricorn.
Capricorn. Organization that provides royalties to musical artists.
ASCAP.
That's it. And your last one is to summarize.
Capture?
Cap comes at the end.
It's like what they do with the shows, like Game of Thrones, and you want to find
recap?
A...
recap?
You got it. Recap. And to recap, you did great.
You did. I couldn't even jump in. You was going so fast. So you did a great job. How do you feel?
Pretty good, actually. It was fun. Enjoy
it. I'm glad. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Michael, what member station do you listen to?
WKAR in East Lansing and WMUK in Kalamazoo.
That's Michael Stripp of Richland, Michigan. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks, Will and Aisha.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Neville Fogarty of Newport News, Virginia. Think of two well-known brand names, each in eight letters, that have the same first six letters in the same order. Both brands are of products, one found in a supermarket and one for something used outdoors. And even though the first six letters of the names are the same, they're not pronounced the same. What products are these? So again, two well-known brand names, eight letters, have the same first six letters in the same order. One of the brands is found in the supermarket. The other is for something used outdoors. And even though the first six letters are the same, those six letters are not pronounced the same. What products are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.